The beracha on wine. It seems like a very simple question, but the Rishonim have great debates on specific types of wine, what the beracha Rishona would be. We're talking about over here, yayin that is mevushal, yayin that they cook. So we cannot argue that it comes from the grapes. So what should happen when it gets cooked? So Harambam has an interesting shita legabe kiddush on Shabbat. He said that yayin that's mevushal is not suitable for kiddush. The question then is, and that he wrote in Elchot Shabbat. The question is, what does Harambam hold legabe the beracha? Does he say that it's not suitable for kiddush because it doesn't have a din of gefen, therefore the beracha would be shehakol? Or maybe there's another opinion. The Magid Mishneh explains that the Rambam holds it's not ra'ui for kiddush, but it's still considered gefen for the beracha. That's why Rambam wrote that halakha in Hilchot Shabbat and not in Hilchot Berachot. That's one way of learning the Rambam. However, others learn the Rambam, no, it's not ra'ui for kiddush, and therefore the beracha on yayin mevushal is shakol. That's actually the definite opinion of the Yitzhak Al-Fasi as well. That anyayin that's mevushal, it's not ra'ui for kiddush, u'birchato shakol. The ummatam against them is the Rashba and the Ramban, that both say that yayin mevushal is suitable for kiddush and birchato bore peri hagefen. Strangely enough, Maran in Hilchot Berachot in Siman Reshbet was posek like the Rashba and the Ramban against Harambam and Rabbi Yitzhak Al-Fasi, which normally the rule would be Maran takes two out of the three. In this case, he didn't take those opinions. The question then could be, Maran that was always choshesh for Berachot and Safek over here, why was he posek like those opinions that say Berchato Boreh Peri HaGefen in light of the Rambam's opinion and in light of the Rif's opinion? So there's different ways to reconcile this. One is based on the Magen Abraham, and one is based on a Tashbetz. The reconciliation based on the Magen Abraham is as follows: that we can argue that even the Rambam that says, if you want to say that the Rambam holds the Berakha Sheakol, the Rambam would agree that if you made Boreh Peri HaGefen, Yatsa, because you're not lying, it is a Gefen. It's not like you said, you know, Boreh Minim Mizonot, or some type of, you know, Birkat HaKeshet on Birkat HaYayin. You said Boreh Peri HaGefen, it's definitely a Peri of the Gefen. It's just that maybe that's not its primary Berakha. So by making Gefen on Yayin Mevushal, you will also satisfy, at least with the Avad, the opinion of HaRambam. Furthermore, there is an opinion of the Tashbetz that says that the Rambam only said Yayin Mevushal that gets cooked so much that the flavor changes and the smell of it changes and it becomes like a syrup. However, the Mevushal that we're talking about today still has a ta'am of Yayin most of the time, and it has a smell of the Yayin, and it looks like the Yayin. So it could be even the Rambam says the Tashbetz would agree in the Mevushal to that degree, which is a low degree today, still would be Berchato Boreh Peri HaGefen. And especially if you include the Magid Mishneh that says even the Rambam said it's Gefen, it's just Lenyan Kiddush, not Yotzeh. So you have three Sibarot in the Rambam. Either that he'll say that even if you made Gefen Yatsa, or the Bishul of the Rambam was a high extreme that we don't have today, or even according to Rambam, if you made Gefen, that's the Beracha, just not Yotzef Gidush. So based on these three interpretations on Rambam, even Maran would be able to take the other opinions without having to be concerned about the Safek Berachot. And therefore the Halakha, Legabib, at least for Berachot, which we're learning now, Halakha would be Berchato Shel HaYayin, Ben Yayin that's regular, not Mevushal, and even Yayin Shehu Mevushal, Berchato Boreh Peri HaGefen.